Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas. Good to be with you.
Good morning, Freddie. And Craig was real riled up. He out and out called you a liar.
Really?
Well, Freddie, listen, I've known you a long time, but every now and then you got to confront a friend and you got to put them straight. And,
yes.
And you have a lot of loyal followers on CanadianThinker.com. And to be honest with you, Freddie, a lot of them have felt let down. A lot of them feel abandoned, have felt all summer long like you bailed on them. And sure, there's some who have defended your honor, saying, you know, he's been busy with work and his daughter getting married and renovations in his home. And a lot of people saying, look, he's got a life and Fred isn't there just to entertain you all the time. So there have been people who have defended you, I being one of them, Fred. But when you post that I am going to be writing once again in the next 48 hours and 72 hours come and go with not a post, Freddie, you lied.
I more or less made a pledge that I didn't get to, well, I didn't get to maintain, I guess. That's the way I'll look at it. But I got something up this morning. I didn't know, like, you know, like this was like a huge commitment that I was going to be held to enough that a good friend would call me a Dalton McGuinty. I received many nasty emails from people, unsigned, unnamed, of course, accusing me of being lazy and stupid, and why don't I just take the blog away if I'm not going to post stuff? Well, which I did post things, like a lot of audio clips from the bit I do with you guys on the radio and a few others, but I don't know, there's something about the written word that they want.
Yeah, and these people really, I mean, nasty names and everything like that, you'd think that they may want to go find something else to do when they're just waiting by a computer for you to message.
Well, this is it, and, you know, I start today's posting with a guy emailed me last night and said, hey, a-hole, 48 hours has come and gone. You're going to be a jerk like you have been all summer? If you're not going to post anything, then get rid of the site. Well, really, you know, it's like radio and television. You know, like the show, turn the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
We hang on your every written word. This guy was probably lost all summer. He didn't know what to do with life.
Now, Freddie, this is something I find very interesting. As I scroll down through CanadianThinker.com, you've posted many photos from different events over the summer. And it's funny to see as you go down to coming soon, September 19th. There is a photo of you holding your third place prize in your bocce tournament from the summer. And you look like you've either been up for 3 days or been drinking nonstop for some time there.
Believe me, I never go 3 days without sleep. I rarely go 3 hours without sleep, okay? So take that one off the table.
But then you have the exact opposite as you scroll up, and there's this great picture, Freddie, of you and your daughter, Melanie, getting married. What a nice photo, and your daughter looks beautiful on her wedding day.
Yes, she was. As a matter of fact, that picture, as nice as it is, really even doesn't do justice. I should put more on because she was absolutely stunning, and I know all fathers would say that, but it was true.
Well, Freddie, you cleaned up pretty good yourself.
Yeah, you have to every so often. I like that suit. That's the first suit. Now, here we talk, you know, I mean, I don't know if this is fair to your radio audience to be talking of pictures on your show, but that suit that I'm wearing is the first suit I purchased, and I purchased it, like, last week of August.
Yeah.
That's the first suit I purchased since 1978.
Are you serious?
Wow. Get a load of this. In 1978, when I finished college, I went and bought two suits. There was a two-for-one deal, and I forget where it was, some men's shop.
Yeah.
And I never bought another suit again until 2010. But in between, I probably, the early 90s, my old partner, Humble Howard, he had a really nice suit that didn't fit him anymore, and he gave it to me, and I loved it, and it just fit me like a glove. Suit, and it was of such quality. You know what they say, you know, you buy a good quality suit, they'll last forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I could still wear it, but my wife insisted for the wedding that I get a new one. But I wore that thing for 15 years, but, you know, I'm the type of guy, I only wear, like most guys, I think, I only wear a suit once or twice a year. You know, if you don't have a job that calls for a suit, very rarely do you want to put one on, you know?
Have you received your smart meter from Dalton and crew yet?
You know, they changed my meter. I think it's a smart meter, but I don't think it's in use yet.
Because some people down here have been talking to at the hockey rink when my son's playing on the weekends, and people are talking already about how high their electricity bill has gone. People are talking about, you know, this time last year it was, say, for the month of August, $300-$400. Now it's tipping six and change.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And now, of course, you're going to have to run your hydro or your air or whatever overnight to try to save some money. That'll be fun next summer.
Well, I hope everybody clues into what's going on here. Because, listen, Ontario, you voted for Dalton McGuinty. Just when we came through a recession, just when people are getting back on their feet, just when it seems like there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, he hammers us with the HST. And I'll tell you, that part of that hydro bill is because of the HST.
Right.
So if you're running your air conditioning and you know, your bill's around $300, all of a sudden you're paying 8% more, thanks to Dalton. You know, that the HST is a federal initiative, but in the end it was up to Dalton to bring it in, and he chose to. Same with the hydro bills, right under our noses. He allows this to happen. So again, just as the province, just as we're getting back on our feet, he allows this to happen to Ontarians. And I just don't get it. I just don't know what people see in this guy. I don't know how they reelected him. He's just been bad for the province and unkind to the province, unkind to the people of Ontario. He's just that type of guy. And so, hey, you asked for it, now you're getting it.
Well, the BC premier has come out and said that they're going to put the HST just to a straight vote, that if the majority don't mind it, they'll keep it. If they don't want it, they'll get rid of it.
Well, super. Great. I mean, we should do that in Ontario. But in Ontario, we always seem to take the attitude that you can give it to us hard.
And on your website, as fall has arrived and hockey is getting going again, you've already made the prediction that the Leafs will beat the Habs, or you believe they will, although they didn't start off all that well. But it's just preseason hockey.
You know, the heat is on Ron Wilson. He's one of these guys that likes to talk a big game and, you know, be flippant.
Mm-hmm.
And sarcastic with the media, like, you know, he's the know-it-all and everybody else is stupid. Yeah. Well, come on, Ronnie. We'll see who's stupid as this season unfolds.
And, Freddie, I was talking about this at the beginning of the week, all the stories of Pat Burns being dead and how all the media outlets jumped on that, and it turns out that it came from Damian Cox and a tweet that he sent out. And I guess one of the things that a lot of people in the media, it's all new for so many of us with the Facebook and the social interaction and the social networking, but I think what all of us in media have to consider and remember is that you got to check your sources on this stuff. And I would suspect even in your newsroom in Peterborough, you would tell your people not to jump on the air with stuff they get from Facebook and from Twitter.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a whole new world with the new media. And I think you're going to see more and more of this stuff. You know what gets me about this, Craig? It was a death.
Mm-hmm.
You want a scoop on a death?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of the scoop really doesn't mean anything anymore anyway. We all have our favorite TV stations. We all have our favorite radio stations and newspapers. You know, I'm going to get the news. Do you think I'm going to sit and ponder who had it first, or I even care? In the end, it was almost amusing because apparently when Pat Burns found out he was dead, he was shopping in a... he was out shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that night, he thoroughly enjoyed talking about his alleged death at a sushi restaurant. So that's how dead he was that day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's terrific. And one man who isn't dead, it's our Freddie P. CanadianThinker.com. Freddie, you might have been taking a little lie down, a little rest, a little siesta, but you're certainly not dead. You're back and blogging once again.
Yes, my boys, and glad to be on the radio with you every week in the great Windsor area.
Thank you, Freddie.
Love you.